Hi, Blog this is Talk Michael Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Vanderpool. I'm in the city, the mountain city, a resort mountain city of Borjomi in Georgia, the country of Georgia. So I was just on live for about 15 minutes and was working through some of the technical aspects of the live radio, the live blog talk radio show that I'm now continuing the second part of live here from Borjomi. So I've put the notice onto Facebook, so if friends are watching, they can listen in. But what I was saying on the last blog talk radio live stream from here in Borjomi is that the nice thing about this particular location, too, it's not that far from Tbilisi. So I was able to ask a friend to book the taxi through Maxim Taxi, and the price from Tbilisi to Borjomi to this Airbnb location, which is just right next to Borjomi Central Park, or the national park here in the city of Borjomi in Georgia. The total cost was $29, as the currency is currently at the exchange rate of, or around 95 lari, which is a Georgian currency. So it took, the estimated time is about 2 hours, so I'd say about 2 to 2.5 hours. There was a shortcut that the taxi driver took, and there was about 15 minutes or so of kind of some rough roads in there. But again, I think it was either a shortcut or temporary construction type of situation on the road that we took. But it was a really nice trip, especially when we got into this about 30 kilometers out from the city here in Borjomi. There is the mountain stream at that point gets pretty wide. It doesn't look to be very deep, but it gets very wide, and to come through into the upper area here when the pine trees start, really appearing as you're driving along and seeing that mountain stream, you really get the sense of being, coming right into the mountain resort area. So this morning when I got up, there was this beautiful view from the patio here at the Airbnb accommodation that I took for this time that I'm in Borjomi, and I saw the clouds just on the mountaintops and two different locations here. So it looked as you could just look over and just a little above, almost horizontal line from this location right next to the park here, there's two different cloud covers. Are not cloud covers, but clouds hugging or just right there on the mountaintops, and still very green. They're not snow-capped or anything like that. So again, it was almost as if though you look over horizontally and there are the clouds. So you had this impression, it's kind of like flying for those that have flown, especially international flights. But of course, it can be domestic flights too, but I've noticed it a lot either way. But you look out the jet window and like there's a cloud, right? That's the feeling that I had this morning. It's a very beautiful scenic valley type of view where you're looking over the city itself down below and directly over to the other mountains, and there are the clouds in the mountaintop. So it's, the home of Borjomi mineral water, and that's something that I'm going to be able to go and get a taste of this morning because it's right there, not far from the entrance of the national park where you can drink it as it directly comes from the ground, from the natural mineral water spring right there. The spring's right there. There's a shelter in place or a covering over it, and it's a well-known tourist destination here in the region, at least, and from many people that come from all over the world, actually. In fact, another tourist area here in Kazbeki is a location where the mountain scenic views are also world-class, and they are known to have over at least 1 million tourists per year in normal times, and they have had tourists as far away as Australia. They've also got the highest rapids in Europe at that location, as well as one of the highest mountains in Europe, I believe. Was there in Kozbeki, where we took a stay at a guest house there, and also the scenic views from there are world class. So that place is getting over a million tourist visitors a year. Yesterday, when I was here in Borjomi, I was down at one of the cafes, and I had to go and get some more cash from the ATM, and there's also the bank, both ATM and bank, I was told, located in the Crown Plaza Hotel here, the Borjomi location of the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is just something like almost on the level of Disney World, or seeing something of that sort of fantasy, that fantastic architecture, modern and unique to anything that I've seen so far, on a level of beauty and inspiration, and just this fantastic view. The mountain stream is running right down, right as you cross over the bridge, in fact, you get into the hotel parking lot, and then, of course, the hotel lobby. The staff was very professional and friendly. Security guys, just, you know, you really felt welcome there. They're really hospitable people. Their reputation of the Georgians being among the most hospitable people in the world, that certainly came back to mind as I walked over and into the hotel at the Crown Plaza, and was quickly shown exactly where the ATM was, and just what a fantastic sight this was. Really, it's just something that I took photographs of, I took films of, and on my YouTube channel at Michael Vanderpool. Literally, you can type in at Michael Vanderpool, V-A-N-D-E-R-P-O-O-L. That's V as in Victor, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in Dog, E as in Edward, R as in Ralph, P as in Paul, O as in Ostrich, O as in Ostrich, L as in Larry. Michael Vanderpool, the at symbol before that, at Michael Vanderpool, into the YouTube search, and you will come up with my YouTube channel. And I just published yesterday the video live stream from the location of the Airbnb accommodation that I have here, but also this short film with photographs and short video clips, where you can see from my live streams the Crown Plaza Hotel here at Borjomi. And it's really, really delightful to see the area that I'm in at the moment. Also, as I was sharing about earlier, the honeycombs, the honey products here with the actual pine cones in some of them, you know, and in a time where honey products are harder to find, it's a real delight. And some of the pine nuts and the pine cones that are there. The cafes, too, there's a number of cafes that I don't recall from my time here in 2015, but there are certainly enough places to try. If you haven't had Georgian traditional cuisine, you know, the lobiani, the hachapuri, and the different variations on hachapuri, because in each region in Georgia itself, sort of a sub-region of the the Georgian people or subcultures or different ethnicities, in fact, in some cases, you get a little variation on what is the traditional hachapuri. So you've got the Adjerili hachapuri with the egg in the center with the cheese and a kind of a boat shape. This is especially prominent in Batumi, for example, and they'll say, well, you tear off the end of the bread and dip that into the center of that, you know, that egg with the egg yolk still intact and that cheese, and then you dip that in there, and then that's how you begin to eat that. But I had the Mingrelian hachapuri is where you have the cheese more on top of the actual bread and cheese dish rather than inside of it as much. And so that's what I had at the Tiflisi restaurant there at Voronsov Square in Tbilisi. And there's lobiani. I was able to get that here too, but there's a number of other dishes, such as what they call typically here the barbecue chicken, or chunks of deliciously, perfectly cooked chicken on like a shish kebab or just served on a plate. And if you get it with the plum sauce or the pomegranate sauce is actually another option, and it's out of this world delicious. And the Georgian culture, the Georgians have traditionally been known for their excellence in the cooking of meats. And when you've spent time in Ukraine, as I have, 13 months, or even in Russia, which I have for a period of 3 months in one trip over there, for example, another time it was just for a week, and another time it was just for about a month or so. But when you've spent and time on the ground in places like Ukraine or in Russia, as I have, and then you come over to Georgia, as I did, and you have their barbecued chicken or even the lukabob or the, you know, the different meat dishes that they have in the traditional way of cooking, it's absolutely out of this world compared to any other place in the region. I think they are one of the number one in the world. In fact, I invited a guy that has his degree in diplomacy to come to Kansas City, Missouri, which they love not only jazz music, but they love their barbecue there, and they love food in Kansas City. And that is home to some of the barbecue dishes. In fact, they've had competitions there in terms of the best barbecue. And one of the best restaurants in the United States on barbecue is right there in Kansas City, Kansas. The former president, then President Barack Obama, came and actually dined there. And I happened to be there just a few days after that with one of my friends, Jasmine Nelson. And it was just the best barbecue location for barbecue, the best barbecue food in the United States, in the world. And that's exactly why the president then, Barack Obama, of the United States, had just visited there, just literally some days before I got there. So when I tell you that I invited a friend to Kansas City, unfortunately was unable to get his visa, and with the mention that, you know, we could research about how to start a Georgian restaurant there or a house of culture, everybody that is a fan of Kansas City or has called Kansas City home now or at some time or another in their life knows that Kansas City is the test market in the United States for new products and services by American corporate culture or in business in general. If it doesn't fly or go over well in a test market in Kansas City, Missouri, then likely it's not going to get off to market. And so Kansas City is considered, as of course, the heartland of America. And in the fact that they are world-class in their barbecue, it would be more than suitable, more than fitting for a Georgian restaurant to be established there, as well as a Georgian house of culture in Kansas City, Missouri. So this is one of the intentions and one of the things that we had talked about with Georgi Gakaria when I had been on a couple of events where I met him and spent a little time getting to know him and talk with him, and where Christian was on those events. Well, I'm going to stop with this live stream right now here within the next, 75 seconds or so. I chose to go with this second broadcast because there was a couple of technical issues on my side, and I got those worked out. So in the next round that I go live here, live stream with the or live with Blog Talk Radio, you might keep up with my page. Check out my YouTube channel. Please like, please watch, like, subscribe, and share. And that's at Michael Vanderpool, all one word, no spaces, at Michael Vanderpool on YouTube. Search. Just type that in and you'll find my YouTube channel. And you can look for the latest videos on Border Jomi, the national park, the mountain resort city that's in the country of Georgia. And you'll see some of the photographs of the Crowne Plaza Hotel Border Jomi that's here. It's really, really mind-blowing. If you like beautiful tourist places, if you like beautiful hotels, and I'm not making this up, this is just extraordinary, but the sound of the mountain stream, the mountain Border Jomi is world-class. This is Michael Vanderpool. Thanks for listening. Check out my YouTube channel. keep up and we'll be broadcasting again.